I'm joined by head coach Melissa Graves, junior Alex Giannaro, following BU's 71-60 loss to Bucknell. Coach, if you could start off with an opening statement.
Yeah, I think obviously, you know, there's obviously big points of growth in this game and things that we can definitely take away and learn from. I think at this point in the season, you really have to buckle down and lock in, and I didn't think we did that defensively. I thought we had a really good first half offensively. You know, it was that third quarter that really hurt us, and it's the lock-in after halftime. And, you know, we talked about some of those things coming out. But, you know, this is something that we just have to continue to learn from and get better as we move on.
Open up the questions from the media, if you could. Please introduce yourself, your publication, and who you're directing your question to.
I'll go first. So, overall, the first half of the game, really great with scoring off of offensive rebounds and beating the shot clock. And you guys were just playing with an immense level of energy today. What do you contribute that to?
You know, I think this is a team we obviously lost to on the road. The year prior, last year, this is a team that at their place we had won the regular season. So there's some emotions back and forth in this type of game with this team specifically. But I think just getting them back on our home floor where we typically feel really comfortable and really confident, and just coming out knowing, like, second time through Patriot League is a really good opportunity where the league is very even across the board and it's kind of anyone's game. So I think we came up with a lot of energy to start, just knowing, again, we're confident at home and just trying to get, you know, not get swept in this series with Bucknell, basically.
Hi, Coach. I'm Layla Penn, and I'm with the Daily Free Press. And so you guys were really quick on top of the ball, especially in the first half. You were recouping quickly, and the speed of the game, I noticed, was really fast. And I feel like you guys had to make a lot of, like, on plays right in that moment. And I was just wondering if you thought the speed of the game was affecting the quality of play for the team.
No, I don't think so, because Bucknell typically plays very slow compared to us. I think they were a little bit faster today just because we kind of pushed tempo and kind of affected them a little bit in that. You know, I thought some of our coverage, we switched up ball screen coverages a few times. We were really getting hurt in that. That's why we went to our zone. I thought the zone was effective. But it's just kind of, you know, we have to lock into those defensive assignments. I thought their post players, you know, Stepanovic, she's a great player for this league, all freshman, if not freshman of the year, nominee. But her and Grace Sullivan, I thought they really handled us inside, you know, and we have to get better post-defense. It happened at Lehigh, and it happened today, and I think people are going to target us there and try to get Kate in foul trouble. So, you know, I thought we did a decent job on their guards. It was really the post-play that we struggled with in defending.
Our coach, Henry Denprice, WTBU Sports, could you just kind of take me through what happened in that third quarter? Just offensively, when you needed a score, couldn't get anything to fall, and they were scoring inside, and then they started hitting those threes as well.
Yeah, I think we just didn't get stops. I mean, we gave up 27 points, 71 total to a team that averages 53 points. So it comes down to the biggest thing was getting stops. Obviously, you can't control if shots don't fall and those sorts of things. I thought there were points in the game we got great shots and open looks. They just didn't fall for us. But those aren't things you can control. You can always control how you play defense. And I don't think we did that in the third quarter. I don't think we came out at halftime as locked in as we were in the first half.
This is a question for Alex. Sorry, I'm Alexa Podolsky, WTB Sports. I don't remember if I said it before. But since today was National Girls and Women's in Sports Day, kind of on a lighter note, what does playing in front of an arena packed with young girls looking to possibly play basketball in the future mean to you?
I mean, I think it's nice for our team to see, like, that we mean something as basketball players to young girls. And going to shoot around with them after the game is going to be something that they remember for a while. And so just giving them something to look up to, a person that they want to be, I think it's really inspiring for us to not only know that we have people following us, but for them as well to see that they have role models in the community.
Alex, this is a question for you. And so you led the game in points with a total of 16 points. And I noticed, especially in those, like, hot moments in the second half, Caitlin Wiemar kind of was giving you space to shoot, and I just was wondering in those moments how you were able to collect yourself.
Like, I want to play in the big moments. Like, I think that me and Kate play really well together, and I've loved playing with her, so I think we've kind of figured each other out in that sense of, like, what we need to do and what times. So yeah, I mean, we play really well off each other. I love playing with her. And it's hard because she draws so much attention to herself, too, being the player that she is, that it helps me get open shots as well.
Coach, this is your first, like, three-game losing streak since your first season here. I was wondering just what you take away and how you guys can improve the rest of this Patriot League season.
Yeah, I think it's just, you know, we're very young. You know, we have six freshmen. So I think that's a piece of it. I knew we were going to have growing pains at some point. I thought the non-conference would do really well. And now in conference, everyone is scouting you. They're watching a ton of your games. So I think it's just a piece that we still have a really good opportunity in front of us. There's a good amount of basketball to play. We play almost everybody except two again, where we get another opportunity at them. So I just said to the team after, we just have to continue to have a growth mindset and continue to get better and work to get better and practice, push each other, you know, those sorts of things. It's not a time to just, you know, throw in the towel. Again, there's a lot of basketball to play, and, you know, I think we're still in a pretty good position considering where the league is at. So I think it's just learning, like, how to be consistent, how to lock in, you know, those sorts of things. And, again, it starts in practice.
We'll take one more question.
So, Coach, speaking about it being a young team, this is your second home loss and Bucknell's second win on the road. I was just wondering if the youngness of the team is one of the main reasons why you're not performing as well against lower-ranking teams, but performing having pretty great games against higher-performing teams.
You know, I think it's a learning piece for the younger kids. I'm not saying, like, we're blaming it on that piece necessarily. I don't think that's fair, because I think it's across the board, upperclassmen and underclassmen, right? So it is, though, learning in a young sense, too, I should say. We have a lot of kids playing that didn't play in the past, who haven't played. I think Alex and Kate are probably the only ones who had significant minutes in the past. So even a kid like Kelsey, a kid like Anna, they are not freshmen, but they are still young to the game as far as getting minutes. So, again, I think it's learning by experience is a piece of it. And trying to just adjust and not doing the same things over and over that are hurting us in a way. But I think it's a collective piece. And when I say young, I think there are, you know, places to grow in that sense and learn, because, you know, people haven't played against this league and they're new to the league. So understanding the conference and, you know, things that are working, things that are not working. But I do think across the board we can grow. And as we collect those minutes more and more and get that experience, I think it'll be really good for us and pay off in the long run.
Thanks for